Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
We are launching today, Built Different. Amen. Now, here's what I want to remind you. Every time we gather, when we gather, we come with three postures. The first posture is we're humble. Whenever we're in the presence of God, when we're gathered with the church, we come humble. What does that say? Humility says, God, I need you. We never come proud. We never come entitled. We're not here to consume church. We're here to encounter a living God. So we come with humility. The second posture we always have is we're hungry. When we get into the Word of God today, we're leaning in. We're getting the Scriptures in our soul, in our spirit. We're inclining our ear to the Holy Spirit. When we get on the altar, if there's prayer, we run down onto that altar. When we worship, we're going after God today. We are hungry for God. We want God. We need God and we want God. The third posture we always have is that we are hospitable. We aren't cliquey. We connect. The spirit of the kingdom of God is hospitality. That is one of the greatest hallmarks of Jesus Christ's ministry is hospitality. We eat together. We talk together. We love people. So can I tell you today, don't be in a rush. Don't rush off. Stay around. Have a coffee. Connect. That is a very, very critical part of gathering as the church. So let's excel in hospitality today. We're going to be in the book of Titus for this message series. We're going to be having an immersive look at the book of Titus. Paul is writing to this man, Titus, who is one of his key partners in ministry. And he is, I'm speaking to him. This is a pastoral epistle, it's called. And he writes a similar nature to Timothy in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and then we have the book of Titus. And we really see that the message here is that, you ready? This is what I want you to catch. Transformed people live transformed lives. And that is a witness of Jesus. This is the big point. Transformed people live transformed lives. And that is a witness of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be unpacking the book of Titus. We're going to see how when we give our life to Christ, we are built different. Now, look at me. I remember I played soccer. I used to. And I went to England. I was playing in an academy. And I was a trialist in this academy. I've grown up playing soccer in Australia. And for me, it was, you know, we would have a lot of fun for under fives. I was goalkeeper. And then, you know, we mucked around. We just had fun. And I kept playing soccer, trained. I got better and better over time. And I found myself trialing with a football club in England. It was actually in Wales. Shout out to Wales. I was in Wales. And when I arrived, I looked around at these guys. When I saw them play, I immediately knew these guys are built different. When I was three, when I was five, I was having Maccas before and after the game. All right. At 3 years old, these kids were drafted into their academy. They were trained from 3 years old how to be the best footballer they could possibly be. They were a different breed. They could do things that were mind-boggling with the football. And I realized these guys are built different. There is something in the water here. There is something different going on. And this is what happens to us when we're in Christ. When we're in Jesus, we are a new creature in Christ. And so Titus is in this book. Paul is writing to Titus, and he is looking after a church that is in Crete. And this church has Cretan culture. And the Cretan culture was at odds with the gospel. Cretans were known to be lazy. They were known to be liars. They were known to have bad character. They had syncretism, which was like bringing a whole bunch of different faiths all together in a hot pot of religion, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They worshipped Zeus. Shout out Zeus. Zeus was known to be a liar. We see Paul teaching Titus in Titus 1:2, hey, let them know God doesn't lie. The church had ethnically Jewish leaders who wanted the new believers in the church to be circumcised and obey the Torah, kind of like in the book of Galatians. And this was all happening. Titus had to lead through this. So Paul is coaching and mentoring and fathering Titus in the midst of this. And then we also see in the church, it was fashionable to be sexually promiscuous and not get married in that day, which sounds a lot like these days. But Titus was facing that. And Paul was trying to help Titus see there is a better way. There is a different way for all those who are in Christ, a different way to live. And so four theological threads we're going to see in the book of Titus that we're going to look at during this series. Number one is salvation is the foundation. We are saved by grace, not works. Number two, transformation is the evidence. The Spirit renews and reshapes us. Number three, community is the context. Formation, discipleship happens in the context of relationships. This is why connect groups are so important. Number four, witness is the outcome. Our lives become the message, everybody. Our lives is what people see. Transformed people live transformed lives that are a witness of Jesus Christ. And we have this thing coming up called Vision Builders on the 19th of June. And this is, everybody, this is where we get to contribute to a vision that is about seeing transformed lives all across this city. It's where we get to be a witness of the gospel across our regions. So everybody, I want you there. It's going to be at our Northern Beaches location. We're going to have dinner. We're going to present the vision. We're going to contribute together. And we're going to have the best time. Transformed people live transformed lives. And that is a witness of Jesus Christ. So let's go to Titus chapter 1. And we're going to read Titus 1 verse 15. And then we're going to jump up to chapter 3. And we're going to read there. So here we go. It says in Titus 1:15, it says to the pure. Everyone say pure. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. To the pure, all things are pure. We're going to unpack that today. Go to Titus chapter 3, 4 to 7. It says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is what it looks like to be built different, everybody. I want to remind you of something really important. We talked about this in Unfinished Business, and I'll remind you today, we have three really key things that we need to understand as we follow Jesus. We are number one through Christ and what he did, not what we did, what he did. We are justified. Have a look. We're justified by grace through faith. Justified, accepted into the family of God. Every person is God's creation, but not every person is God's child. We become children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And one day when Jesus returns, we're going to be glorified. But remember, until then, we are living, I'm changing colors here, we're living in between, and that in between justification for all those who are in Christ, who've put their faith in Jesus. We live in between justification and glorification. It's called sanctification. And this is where little by little we're saved, but we're being saved. We're saved We're being transformed little by little into the image of Jesus Christ. It's kind of like how the Israelites, you know the Israelites? They got out of Egypt. When they got out of Egypt, they had the Exodus. They were free. But in the wilderness, they had to get Egypt out of them. And that was quite the journey. And all of us are on this journey where we are becoming little by little more like Christ. So here's two things as we land this plane, and then we're off, everybody. Two things I need you to know today. Number one, why does a Christian live differently? Why do we live differently? Is it because of the moral code that we have through Christ? And don't get it twisted. There is a moral code through Christ, but that's not why we live differently. Is it because we have become somehow better in our own right? No. We live differently because of what Jesus has done. Not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus has done. We are justified by grace through faith in Jesus. Look at verse 4. Jesus appeared. He was the appearance of God's kindness and love on the earth. We did not get to God. Listen to me. If you feel far from God, you don't get yourself to God. The gospel is God came to you. And here today could be your day to receive and turn to him because he came to you. It's not about you getting to him. Jesus came as the embodiment of the kindness and the mercy and the love of God. Verse 5, we see that it's not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his great mercy. That's why we live differently, because we have been, verse 6, reborn. We're born again, meaning that the old has gone, the new has come. This is what baptism is. Praise God for all the people who have been baptized this year. We die to our old nature and we rise into our new nature. We come into a new way of living. We live differently because of what God has done. And we now have heirs with new hope. Look at verse 7 of Titus 3. We're heirs with new hope. We are co-heirs with Christ. You're a child of God. You now have a new identity. And this identity is your supreme identity. Every other identity is second to this identity. Your sexuality, your gender, your career, your possessions, any form of getting identity other than child of God is now secondary. My primary identity is child of the living God. I'm an heir of Christ. I'm an heir of God. And I have a new hope. I have a new purpose. I have a new mission. I have a new vision by which I live. This is why we live differently. Because what God has done. And we are now built different. And one of the countercultural differences by which we live is we live pure. We, for all those that are in Christ, we now live pure. Come back to Titus 1. Look what it says. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted, do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. To the pure, all things are pure. A pure heart, listen to me, a pure heart perceives, desires, and engages life without mixture. Without mixture. Matthew 5, verse 3, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We live differently because we live pure. And what is purity about? Purity is about living without mixture. So come on. You ready? We got an illustration here. You ready, everybody? We live pure. Now, what you need to remember is we're justified. So when you turn to Christ, the blood of Jesus purifies us. This is now our spiritual position before God through Jesus. We are right with God. You didn't make yourself pure. God made you pure. And then we have to live out our journey of sanctification. And all of us, we're going to find that we stumble. Anybody ever stumbled here? Hello? 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 You ever had struggles? Maybe there's some addictions in your life. Maybe there's some stuff in your life. And you've put your faith in Christ. You're justified, but you're still working out your salvation. And there's some habits, and there's some thinking patterns, and there's some doubt, and there's some fear, and there's some self-hatred, and there's some lust, greed, all these things, these old ways of doing life keep showing up. And so if this is those things, we can be doing life and we trip up and we get a bit of mixture and we get some habits that keep showing up in life, and our life, our heart becomes mixed. What was meant to be pure, what was meant to be clear, what was meant to be one now becomes divided, becomes confused, becomes foggy, becomes impure. So we can be followers of Christ, but be living a life with a mixed heart. We've got mixture. What do you do when you've got mixture in your heart? Because when you've got mixture, what does Jesus say in the Beatitudes? Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see. Life becomes very foggy, and things that shouldn't be that confusing become very confusing when our heart is mixed, when we have a whole bunch of things that we are not made to live with. We are built different. We're meant to live pure by the grace and the power of God. But life gets in, and mixture gets in, and offense gets in. And offense becomes bitterness. Bitterness becomes deep resentment. And we're trying to love people with a pure heart, but we got a whole bunch of mixture in there. And we find our mouths saying things, because out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we're saying things. And where did that come from? Why am I speaking like this? Cynicism comes out. We're bitter towards people. Complaint comes out. All these things, and it's actually to do with our heart. It's because there's mixture in our heart. What do you do if you have mixture in your heart? Do you know what you do? You do what 1 John 1:9 says to do. If we confess our sins to Him, He is just and faithful to forgive us and what? Purify us from all unrighteousness. What do you do with mixture in your heart? What do you do if you got stuff in your life? This is what you don't do. You don't create distance from God. God calls us to have a pure heart, not a perfect one. And some of us, when we have mixture, we have things in our life, sin in our life, rather than bringing it to God, we take it away. We say, Lord, I gotta fix this first. We create distance. This is not the gospel. We're not called to create distance because of sin. We're actually meant to bring it to Him. Confess it, bring it into the light. If we confess, if we bring the mixture to the Lord and we say, Lord, I'm offended. God, I'm actually angry at that person. God, I'm living with a bitter heart. I hate it. Lord, I'm living with this addiction. I just can't get out of this cycle of addiction. God, I'm living with deep jealousy about this, that person. I'm constantly comparing myself to these people. I hate it. You don't hide it. You bring it to the Lord. You confess it. And what happens? If we confess our sin, He's just and faithful to forgive us and, look at this, purify us. Shukaraba, look at that. Purify us of all unrighteousness. How do you live without mixture? It's not because you don't have stuff happening. I mean, is there one person hearing me today that doesn't have stuff happening? There's not. All of us have stuff. We're not here because we don't have stuff. We're here because we do. And how do we live a transformed life where we live pure? We keep coming back to the source of purity. We keep coming back to the one who makes us clean. And we live a life of repentance. Come on, everybody. Praise Jesus. This is the gospel. And this is how we live without mixture. We keep repenting. We keep coming back to the Lord. We don't hide. We say, God, here's my problem. Here's my thing. Can you help me? And of course he can, by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, band, you can join me. Worship team, come and join me in all our locations. The Holy Spirit is our helper, church. Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go, because I will send you the helper. And the helper is here to bring conviction, to identify in our lives where we're a little off kilter. Why does the Holy Spirit do this? Why does he guide us, lead us? Because he's our helper. And he guides us into a life of purity. He guides us into a life of a pure heart. And so we have the gift of repentance, but we also have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And church, I'm so excited for this series. I'm so excited for these next coming weeks as we unpack the book of Titus. Next week is Pentecost Sunday. We're going to talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us out of temptation, out of things that are going to bring mixture into our lives. With my son Oakland, I used to do this thing when he was a little kid. I'd say, He'd go to do something risky, play with a PowerPoint. I'd say, Do you know that's like the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit can actually prevent us from touching things, going into things that are going to bring mixture. He wants us to walk in purity so that we can see God. And that's our prayer for you, that you have clear vision of Jesus as we live a life of purity. Church, we love you so much. It's going to be an incredible month ahead. Love you heaps. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.